on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Zach Mettler joins us, a writer and issues analyst with Focus on the Family. Zach, thanks for pinch hitting today for Glenn. Always appreciate your time.
Steve, it's always my pleasure to do so. So thanks for having me back.
Well, we're going to bring some good news to our listeners out of Tennessee and hope that people in New Mexico are taking note. Zach, you recently wrote an article for the Daily Citizen, which the link for our listeners, thedailycitizen.org. Governor Bill Lee signs resolution declaring June Nuclear Family Month in Tennessee. Love to see this good work, Zach. What did you find and what good news do you have for our listeners?
Yeah, it's sometimes, you know, at the Daily Citizen, we can be criticized for, you know, bringing just negative news. Well, we try to bring positive news every now and then, and that's certainly this story. You know, the church has our liturgical calendar. You know, we celebrate Christmas and we celebrate Easter and other holidays as well. But the secular culture has its own calendar as well. And part of that has been June being celebrated as what they call Pride Month. And that's been, you know, the case for years, for decades. Well, thankfully, Tennessee is saying goodbye to that. And they're saying, you know, instead of so-called Pride Month, now we're going to celebrate what actually makes societies thrive, what actually makes the world go around. And that is the nuclear family. And this is just a great thing. Last year, you know, we actually had a lot of companies say that they were going to back away from Pride Month. You had massive companies like Comcast and Citibank and MasterCard and a bunch of others, Walmart, that said that they were going to stop or scale back their sponsorship of Pride parades and activities. Don't know exactly what that'll look like this year, but thankfully, especially in Tennessee, they're saying, you know what, we're going to actually acknowledge something that is real, something that is beautiful, something that actually deserves celebrating, that is worth celebrating, and that's the nuclear family. And this resolution that the Tennessee House and State Senate adopted and then Governor Bill Lee signed, it's Nuclear Family Month, and they're saying that the nuclear family consists of one husband, one wife, and any biological, adopted, or foster children. And then they say this: it is God's design for familial structure and has been the bedrock of society since the creation of the world. And that is absolutely true. It's absolutely correct. And I hope other states take notice as well and say, hey, you got something good going on there in Tennessee. Maybe we can do the same as well.
Yeah, well, deviation from the nuclear family has certainly caused harm, and we've seen what happens when the nuclear family is ruptured. You cover it in your piece at thedailycitizen.org. Can you walk us through some of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, the resolution was genius in this way, and it lists all the different harms that result from when the nuclear family is ruptured. So it just lists several different harms to kids especially, but it says that fatherless families are four times more likely to live in poverty than married couple families. Children without fathers in the home are 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances. They're more likely to have mental health and behavioral issues. Most youth who commit suicide or attempt suicide are from fatherless homes. 71% of high school dropouts are from fatherless homes. Fatherless youth are 20 times more likely to be incarcerated. And it has other ones as well. And so you see through this resolution the real harm that happens when the nuclear family is ruptured. And that's why we need to talk about this, because the marriage rate has been in decline, the fertility rate has been in decline for decades since the 1960s or 70s about. And we've seen harms that result from that. And so that's why I love this resolution, drawing attention to the importance of the nuclear family. And also, I'd love to point out that, you know, especially one topic that I've written a lot on for the Daily Citizen is just the benefits that come to both men and women from marriage. There is massive health, wealth and happiness benefits that come to married couples. It's just absolutely stunning. Just in terms of a couple health benefits for married men, they live 10 years longer than unmarried peers. They're 50% less likely to die at any age than unmarried men. They're less likely to suffer from long-term chronic illnesses or disabilities. They are 30% more likely to rate their health as excellent or very good than unmarried men. And then one fascinating stat that I heard was that the health benefits of marriage are so strong that a married man with heart disease can be expected to live on average almost 4 years longer than an unmarried man with a healthy heart. So it's just truly stunning, and this shouldn't surprise us because we see, you know, in Genesis, God's design for humankind, for human relationships, that, you know, a man should leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. And so when we see the benefits like this, we know that this is how God created humans to exist, and how he designed human relationships and humans to thrive and flourish. And we do that through marriage, through the nuclear family. And it's why the nuclear family deserves being lifted up today.
Yeah, well, yeah, you shared several points shared in the amendment in Tennessee as far as, you know, harm that's caused when the nuclear family isn't supported. And, right. You know, the Bible lays out the plan and, you know, the enemy, Satan, he's crafty. Something I want to read something from your article, just below actually, where that list of things that, you know, happen typically, or, you know, stats mm-hmm. that you shared just below that, reads in your article, the resolution rejects the quote, humanistic globalist ideologies of the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and like-minded organizations that fight for population control through the means of promoting sterilization and abortion practices, unquote. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring that up because, you know, even in the church, when you have criticism for the World Health Organization, the United Nations, often, and I'm going to use ignorant in the way it's intended. It's not a slam. There's people in the church are very ignorant about what these organizations do. And I bring up, that Satan is crafty because the title of many of these organizations, they sound so good. but they are contrary, to what we know truth is in Scripture. And, you know, they are part of the reason, the work that they're doing, clearly part of the reason in helping steer our globe to have a sterilization, or excuse me, an issue with fertility, and that's a global wide issue right now. We're not replacing ourselves. And that is contrary to what God has instructed us to do in His Word. So this is just some solid information, some good news out of Tennessee. Good to see someone just saying, this is who we are, and this is what we're going to stand for, and this is what we're going to celebrate. I want to throw it back to you, Zach, for any closing thoughts.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And, you know, I just think, especially as we approach Pride Month, what the culture calls Pride Month, Nuclear Family Month, that I just encourage parents especially to know that your kids are probably going to come across content like that. I've already even, you know, it's May 15th as we're recording this. I've already started seeing companies advocate for Pride. You know, they're 3 weeks early. So Pride Month, so-called, is extended now into other weeks and months. And so I just really encourage parents to be ready to have conversations with your kid when they bring something up, they see something that is confusing, or even to have proactive conversations with your kid or your children about what they might see, especially in the month of June on social media. It's one of the main places that they could find information on Pride and see other companies, you know, promoting Pride Month. And so so I just encourage parents to go to thedailycitizen.org, and we have a parenting resources tab right at the top, actually. And we have information on how to talk to your kids about these issues, on issues of transgenderism, homosexuality, what marriage is, how to define marriage, sexual issues, all those different important and crucial conversations. We try to provide some resources for parents to have those conversations with your kids. And you can find that under the parenting resources tab at thedailycitizen.org.
Well, listen, this is not untypical for the kind of content you will find when you go to thedailycitizen.org. Zach, I want to thank you, the rest of the team, including our regular guest, Glenn Stanton, from the Daily Citizen, for all the work you continue to do and the information you provide for families to consume daily at thedailycitizen.org. Thanks so much for your time, Zach Mettler, and look forward to having you back on again.
I'm looking forward to, Steve. Thanks so much.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.